This is the Foodie on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
Hello, people. Welcome to another edition of the Foodie on Paper podcast. It's Ifeanyi Awani here with Tayo Okunuga. Tayo, say hi.
Hello.
That's all.
You said I should say hi now. Oh, sorry. I haven't said hello, so I didn't even listen to you. I'm sorry.
When are you ever disobedient?
I don't know. What does that mean?
You're a very disobedient co-host. You don't hear what? You have coconut head.
First of all, I'll be the host. So, I don't get co-host. I'll be the side guy. You're always forgetting your position, like your spot.
That. I'm not going to take this from you this season. You are the co-host. I am the co-host. To either.
Maybe just leave out for them. I'm good, man. It's good to be back on here, man. What's happening? Hi, your side.
We did alright. We're good. You know, things are going well.
So, is it me that is doing the...
I think you're going to... Because I think it's actually very fitting. Okay. So, Tara's going to take us on Waiting They Do My Enemy
this week.
Alright.
Papi edition. Yeah. So, this week was a good week. You know, and we went to work and everything was nice. And Saturday, we just waited for the 12:30 kickoff. Yeah, I cleaned my room as usual. You know, did the normal rituals and everything. I want my kit ready for the game. And, the funny thing is that we are expected to lose, but some funny reason. Obviously, see that we're better than us now. And then we're not even ready. For some funny reason. I don't know, we just had enthusiasm. Yeah, that's the word, right? Like, I was looking forward to the game. Anyway, my Waiting to Do My Enemy this week is basically refereeing in the Premier League since the start of the season. They were giving this advice of letting the game flow. You understand? Let the game. But, like, their discretions has been very terrible, like, over the years. So, letting the game flow is...
dangerous.
It doesn't work for me, you understand? So, like, the referees are still hot in the game. And everybody's, like, referring to how good the Euros were. How referees were very good then, including Anthony Taylor. But since Prem came back, man, like, I remember the penalty they gave, that was Martin Atkinson as well, penalty they gave West Ham against Newcastle. No contact at all on Fornals. They gave them a penalty. Newcastle lost the game. Yesterday, oh yeah, obviously Arsenal were losing 2-0. We lost our way in what, 11, 12 minutes, or even, yeah, less than that. So, and got down to 10 because of the tackle that Shaka won the ball. The tackle that they say is what is a reckless challenge. And I've seen other tackles in the Premier League this week. I don't even want to say last year or maybe 2 years ago. I've seen other tackles this week.
Less than 48 hours.
That was exactly the same thing. And what did he say? Let the game flow. Why didn't he let the game flow for Shaka then? Is it kind of a reputation thing? You understand? I don't want to use the word, the R word, you understand? I don't want to, like, put the refs in a cage. But, like, man, it doesn't make any sense because, okay, he's known for rash challenges and he makes that challenge. That is why you're giving him a red card. So, Waiting to Do My Enemy this week, man. I don't know. The refs, man. They need to, like... I don't want to say sort themselves out, because well, we've been saying this for years now. So, I'm going to go with what my good friend here, Ife, said. He said, before our games, that we should just be praying that we have a good ref. So, I'm just going to stick to that.
When you are praying for your players, your club, the manager... and the fans and the boss that come. You pray for the referee as well. You pray for the assistant ref. You pray for the bar official. See, they release their names every week.
Yes.
You write down their names.
Yeah. I think on Wednesdays.
You anoint the paper with oil. And you say, Daddy, Martin Atkinson, as you blow your whistle, you are blowing it.
Well, quickly, if you're bored, go on a break. You said something about the Serie A, and Serie A coaches, they look kind of younger than the coaches in the Premier League. Sorry, not coaches, refs. They look kind of younger than the refs in the Premier League. It's not time to shit these people up. Mike Deans,
it's
like we're shitting on their jobs. What? Yeah.
My fear with making this sort of comments is that they'll say you're being biased towards older people can still be a viable part of society and they can still work and everything. But it's telling that some of the refs that are making these mistakes or have been making these mistakes are meant to be our most experienced refs in the Premier League. So what's going on? Can't trust the older ones. Should we maybe try the younger ones out, see maybe they might do something different? I don't know.
They're influencing the younger ones, sir.
That's another thing. There's a culture as well.
We'll go break.
Yeah, let's go to break.
Shalaya segment, hot topics. Let's start with the Premier League. More on Arsenal. Is it torrid?
Yeah, I think it was just let's continue from where we left off because it's deep.
Let's talk about Arsenal now. This one not the referees though, because obviously their problems are deeper than that. Torrid start to the season. What has to change?
Oh, for you guys.
Yeah. For Arsenal football club. Let's be professional.
Let's start from the back five.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
The back five minus Kieran.
Okay.
Kieran is obviously, you know, the golden boy.
Yeah.
That's the jewel. The defensive crown that Arteta has.
Mm.
He's trying to add to it.
Mm.
We hear that Ben White and Gabriel hopefully should be back.
Yeah.
After international break. Thank God for international break. If not,
it's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
And then maybe
sort your team.
Ramsdale needs to keep Leno on his toes.
Mm.
But I'm not sure if he'll be able to.
And is it Ramsdale? It shouldn't be more of Leno should be on his toes. Like Ramsdale is coming. Because like Ramsdale has a good game against West Brom.
Yeah, he did. He did have a good game against West Brom.
Yeah.
And he seems to be more assured in his passing than Leno. Leno seems to not have a lot of confidence when it comes to like knowing who he wants to pass to and, you know, executing the pass.
So who are we blaming for that? Could that be his teammates or is that just him?
It's a bit of both, because with passing at the back especially, the unit has to be sound. Mm. If they don't trust each other and they don't like have that understanding of where this person wants ball played to them and how they want it played to them, you concede foolish goals. Because those passes now are very costly.
Okay. When you say change at the back, are you saying before Tuesday, deadline day, Arsenal need to bring in another defender, or are they just going to wait for Ben White and Gabriel, or do they need to add to that?
I think they have their defenders. In fact, there should be some outgoings. If you're looking at maybe Kolasinac was good against West Brom, but it's West Brom. You feel like maybe he should find a club elsewhere.
Okay.
So he can get more regular playing time. I think, and also where they'll play him in his preferred position as well. Otherwise, I feel like the starting three centre backs meant to be backups for Arsenal rest of the season. I mean, you're not in any other competitions.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not in any European competitions. So you expect that Arteta, once he finds his first 11, that's what he's going to stick with.
Mm. Most of the fan base are calling for the manager's head.
Well, they've been calling for his head for a while now, so nothing has changed.
Mm. No, I'm saying you. Like, judge him.
He had...
Should he get the sack? That's what I'm saying.
He didn't get the kind of... If he gets sacked now, a lot of fans will be happy and the club very much, the hierarchy will be justified in sacking him because of how the results have gone.
Mm.
So, I mean, if you're going to look, there's no better time to sack Arteta than now.
Okay.
But then again, you feel like they trust him and they understand how tough the opening fixtures were, especially the City game and how everything turned out.
Mm.
I really want to speak on, I don't know if I'm done talking about Arsenal, but I really want to speak on that challenge, Chambers, Laporte.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yes. Yeah, that's a real incident
because
that happened.
At that point in time, the game is what, 1-0?
Mm-hmm.
And you feel like if the stand, the Cronkies or whatever, you know, if they are watching games and they watch that game, they'll see that some things were definitely out of Arteta's hands.
Mm.
That wasn't really down to him. So they should give him a chance, you know.
Mm.
Aubameyang is back, Lacazette is back.
Mm-hmm.
If they get the CBs back, it's going to be a different lineup.
Against Norwich, hopefully.
Against Norwich. And, you know, like you said before recording, 6-pointer, you know, relegation battle.
Yeah.
I expect Arsenal to get in there, you know, with all the energy needed to avoid the drop.
You just got
to
drop the shit, at least.
Yes, no, you guys are not
doing well.
Better time now, get my shots.
No, do your thing. Let's talk about your team, Liverpool v Chelsea.
Sorry, City, what do you think? You're probably going to win all four trophies, yeah?
No.
Yeah.
And we know why.
Yeah, we know why.
Why?
Overthinking Pep.
That's not even itself.
Oh, why?
He doesn't have a striker.
He does not have a striker.
He doesn't have a striker. You want to go with Ferran Torres throughout the season. He's not a striker. You understand? There's no recognized striker there. Even Jesus. Jesus is not a striker. Jesus is playing in his position right now. Jesus is playing his position right now. That's position. That's why he started as Palmares. He was always a winger. He's like an inside forward. It's not like your nine.
So they tried the striker thing, and I think Pep has admitted that, you know, that's not
That's not.
So he's back to being a winger now.
I mean, and he's killing it there. So
the window closes on Tuesday. I wouldn't put it past City for them to get the striker in, especially now that Kane has, you know, said that
so who?
Spurs, you know, nothing lasts forever.
Who?
Kane.
I'm saying who can they get him?
Right now, off the top of my head, I think Fiorentina man, what's his name? I don't want to pronounce that name.
So Vlahovic?
Yeah, the name guy. That's
what do you mean? What's that?
Yeah, the name guy. You know all the names now. You pronounce all the names right.
That's dumb, man.
You're doing well.
What's that?
You get a raise. No worries.
Ah, thanks, man. Yeah, Vlahovic. Yeah.
So that might be who they get. Mm. But this window has thrown up a lot of surprise.
But really, Vlahovic, that's their nine. Like, Vlahovic. Your nine. Your main nine. Why let Aguero go now?
Like Aguero from the beginning, so yeah,
anyway, let's see how it goes for City, but I'm looking forward to transfer deadline day. Yeah. Next, yeah, Liverpool. Before I jump the gun, Liverpool and Chelsea, yeah. So,
I don't want to start another edition of Waiting to Do My Enemy, so I'm just going to move on to the nitty gritty.
Okay, I'll ask you a question, like. From what you saw, are these two teams, are they proper title challengers, or is it just vibes for you?
I think Liverpool and Chelsea are going to be in and around the top spot towards the end of the season, definitely.
What does that mean? What does top spot mean? Are you saying top four or number one?
Challenging. Okay. It's not going to be, just off the first 3 weeks, I can tell that this is going to be a different season. It's not going to be It's not going to be a two-horse race.
Was it a two-horse race last season?
Why are you doing this?
Now, vibes for Man U, man. I know Matthew's looking at me, but no vibes. No vibes. 12 points. That'll be a two-horse race. Maybe tell ourselves the truth now. You understand? Yeah, keep going.
You're a very wicked fellow. It's not fair. Actually, not fair. Relax.
Yeah, two-horse race. Keep going.
Serious podcast, you guys. I think we're going to have 3-4 teams fighting for the title this season.
Mm.
And already we're starting to see that, you know, Spurs are, even though it's still very early because Spurs do tend to spurse things up at some point in the season, but they look good under their new manager.
Mm.
3 clean sheets, 3 goals, so they are in there. Liverpool are definitely in there as well. Van Dijk is back.
Yeah. Elliot, you've got to keep talking.
Elliot has been a revelation. Naby Keita,
yeah,
just like a new signing.
Keita season, Naby.
Yes, Naby season. Naby season. Naby season, yeah. And it seems like Diogo Jota is going to get more minutes this season. And I'm very excited about him, especially because the underlying numbers show that he has a lot in him. I feel like he could crack 20 goals this season if he gets enough playing time.
Yeah.
Mane looks very worrying to me. He scored, yes, but he doesn't seem to have that sharpness.
As before, yeah.
Yeah, as before. Yeah. And
he's cut and shoot. Nothing seems working for him.
Yeah, and I know that people are saying that we should. I've been one of those people that has been very vocal about backing the board and, you know, the club. But they might need to make one more sign, especially if they are planning on getting rid of Origi and, you know, some other outgoings. Before Tuesday, they might want to bring in somebody. We don't know what's happening right now. I think there's going to be a few surprises, but the game was very, very good, and I felt like we could have done better in the second half. But Chelsea, credit to them, defensive juggernauts, mentality monsters, man.
Who's Titi?
Thomas Tuchel.
Yeah.
Or Tuchel? I don't know. Thomas Tuchel. Yeah. That man is amazing. Credit to him, man.
Yeah.
They are well drilled, man. So good. So good. I was so frustrated. We're hoping on Van Dijk's shot going in to win the game against 10-man Chelsea. That was amazing. That was very, very amazing. Also, I want to give special credit to Matip for locking up, you know, Lukaku. on a free from Schalke, never forget.
You just had to put that in.
On a free from Schalke, never forget.
For me, Schalke, Liverpool need two more players. One CM and one forward. I don't know, striker or anything. One CM. If you guys going like this, yeah, you try to challenge us, but I don't, just one more. One, as you said, if them Origi go, was Origi even in this thing?
Origi wasn't even in the, you know, so you say, funny you say that about the CM, because we do have a lot of CMs, but then if you pack their fitness records together, the number of midfielders, it starts shrinking. It seems that Thiago is being forced out of the Spanish national team, so maybe we might be able to count on Thiago more this season, and I really want to see more of him, especially because we were not able to depend on him as much as we wanted to last season. So maybe we don't go in for a CM because Klopp is trusting, you know, just going to manage all of them small, you know, Ox, Thiago, Naby, that's at least 2.5 CMs.
You spoke about Spurs being tied to Chalaba, 100% record, obviously. 1-0 wins. Are we looking down on them in terms of the title challenge, and what really are their targets this season?
They have to qualify for the Champions League this season. I think they want to be back in that competition. They had a very good run, I think 2-3 years ago, where they made it to the final.
Yeah.
They lost to some team. Yeah. So Daniel Levy looked really happy after the game today. I think they're playing really well. They're just not scoring a lot of goals now, but I think Kane is back in the team, and you know what that means.
Big boost.
Big boost, man. I think Daniel Levy, that would be the biggest coup for them this season. This window, rather.
Yeah, keeping Kane.
Yeah, keeping Kane. Because Loris wears the armband, but Kane is really the man, you know, out among the outfield players, you know, telling them what to do, motivating, all that stuff. So not having Kane going into the new season would have been disastrous for them. So it all depends on luck and I guess maybe injuries as well. You can say they're a bit bare at the back. If they have one or two injuries here or there, you might start.
They just signed Christian Romero. He's a Serie A defender of the season last season. So.
Okay. That's good for him. This is the Premier League.
Eh?
That's his business. He's an unknown quantity here. And that's the truth.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to say they'll be in and around, but they'll probably fall out by, like, let's say February. And they're playing a new competition as well, the Europa Conference.
Yeah, Europa Conference.
Who knows where their travels are going to take them? And Thursday night football, how that goes, man. Thursday, Sunday can be crazy. So they're going to have to try and. I don't know if anybody's ever won the league playing Thursday night football. I don't think so.
We don't know, but let's see. We don't know.
Let's see how it goes.
Other results quickly before we go on the break. Brighton won, Everton 2. Another win for Dunraffa. Can he help Everton get into the top 6 places?
The quality of players he has at his disposal makes me feel like he should. But then, Everton seem to always go one step forward, two steps back. And it's never really because of anything that you can see. It's almost unexplainable. And you're kind of hoping, and people feel like, you know, it's maybe the managerial position, maybe they need like a good trainer, a good coach to get them to that like promised land.
Yeah.
And maybe Dunraffa might be the person to do it. So I'm hoping that he can, because he's a good trainer.
They finished what, 10th last season? Maybe?
He showed that
under Ancelotti.
Yes, under Ancelotti. And he's shown that, you know, like he can work with less.
Yeah.
Especially with Newcastle.
I mean, they might agree, 1.6 million. You know, pounds
Townsend
are free.
Wow. I'm hoping that he can truly harness. Richarlison is very worrisome for me. You know, Richarlison, very, very petulant character. I'm hoping he can really get him to be a proper team contributor. I don't like what happened with the penalty. Very stubborn boy. And on that note.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. Norwich 1, Leicester 2. The Canary is not looking good for them. As you said, relegation.
Favorites to go back down.
Oh, wow.
I mean, past behavior is a predictor of future, you know, occurrences. I've had it talking.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes with them. Villa 1, Brentford 1. Brentford, yeah, you know, they're struggling. I don't say they're struggling. They're being there. Like, they're showing, like, they can be a Premier League team.
I would like to see how Moneyball translates in the big league. Because they done it for a while, down where they were, and they've come up finally.
Finally, yes.
Is Moneyball going to be enough?
74 years.
Let's find out.
Okay. Let me go drink water.
Yay!
Okay, let's talk La Liga now. Ancelotti is doing well on his return to Madrid. You know, 2 wins, 1 draw. With the kind of players he has, like, no signings, nothing. Like, I don't say he will challenge me.
Ancelotti.
Yeah.
After his failure, he could not, you know, redeem himself.
What does that mean? Which failure? Where?
What did he come at Everton? And how did they end the season?
Those scraps.
How did they end the season?
The scraps, the tenth.
Brought him back to Madrid. Clearly.
Yeah.
They could not find manager.
Yeah. Yes, they couldn't find manager.
He went back to their
vomit.
Not that, but they don't say that. That's
what?
The senior man.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah. Respect.
I'm sorry.
Respect.
Yeah, three. Respect. Three. Three. Three.
Three Champions League, you know, noisy. But yeah, Real Madrid right now, in fact, the Spanish La Liga, the way things are going, man, maybe they are starting to go down a bit in terms of, like, their power.
Okay.
And this is like, how else do I say this now? Atletico Madrid still seem like favorites to do things in that league.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at Real Madrid and Barcelona, and Madrid in particular, and they're going to need to do a lot for them to, you know, win the league. Because I think that's priority now for the two teams that are relegated to the El Clasico, to try and win the title. But right now, I don't think that they look like, what's it called, favorites.
But I'm saying with the team that it has now, obviously, yeah, they're not as good as, let's even say, last season's team. Because they lost Ramos, Varane, like two starting CDs you get. So I mean, with the start of the season, I expected them to struggle more. But like three away games, they drew 1-1-2. You get, like, I expected them to be shaky, but they look like, Bale looks like he wants to play football again. You know, Hazard is still coming into his game. Benzema is still Benzema. You know, link up, man. Like, it's still good. And then Alaba is, like, fresh breath at defense.
Let's pretend I'm a Madrid fan. They look good.
Okay.
I think we're going to win the league this season.
Yeah.
I think we'll be looking, you know, very good on the ball. Off the ball, we're not looking so hot.
Yes, yes. I agree with that.
And we're looking very shaky in certain periods. But I feel like we can sort that out as the season progresses.
Okay.
But we're going to have to be very, very careful, especially in certain big games against, you know, Barcelona, Atletico Madrid.
Should Madrid be scared of Barcelona right now?
Yes, I think they should be scared, because the Clasico is the Clasico for a reason.
Yeah.
When you get in there, everything goes out the window, form goes out the window, and you just want to get out of there with 3 points.
Okay.
So, yeah, Real Madrid, man. Everything, the ingredients look very nice. I think with this season more than ever, it's just a lot of uncertainty.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, and you know, football is all about narrative. And narrative, usually, you know, you have to go off of what's happened before to kind of like see what's going to happen in the future.
Mm.
But with so much upheaval and so much change happening at two big clubs, to be honest, we don't know what's going to happen. And we're just watching it week by week.
Mm.
So far, Real Madrid look decent.
Yeah, decent.
But we're not going to say they're at the height of their powers.
Obviously.
Like when they had, you know, the what's their name now?
BBC.
That's not, they're nowhere near that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they need, what's the name of the star, Bobo, that, you know, plays wing?
Vinicius. Apollo.
He's
been good. He's been good lately.
Yeah.
He's been doing well.
We need to step up. Because it's no better time than now for him to really become
a show himself.
So, yeah. Madrid, man, I hope the fans are optimistic and just can get behind their team and support their team. Because really, that's what it is at the end of the day. That's the crux of it. Support your team.
Big question before we move to Barcelona. When will Mbappe wear the white shirt?
Next season.
So you don't think, like, anything will happen on Tuesday?
I don't think anything happened on Tuesday.
Nah. Okay. Let's talk Barcelona. The big Getafe 2-1. Camp Nou. Like Madrid. They're just there,
yeah,
me.
The
game, just...
The Getafe definitely could have won that game. It looked very, very good. And Barcelona, Barcelona were just good in the right moments. I think they have, they've been relying very well, not unsurprisingly,
Memphis.
On Memphis. Memphis has had a wonderful start in his Barcelona career.
Yeah.
I'm very happy for him.
Yeah.
I liked him when he was at
Lyon.
Mm.
What about United?
I liked him when he was at Lyon. You need to stay focused, man. Stay focused.
And they ask questions now. Don't you ask questions?
No, you lose focus. That's problem.
Sorry, man.
We're talking about La Liga now. You brought us back to Premier League.
Oh, sorry, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that. I'm sorry.
So, yeah. But he's not going to be scoring goals in every game. Mm. Other people, Braithwaite, Griezmann, maybe some of the midfielders as well. I think Sergio Roberto scored today.
Yeah.
Good goal.
Mm.
And he's going to be very, very influential for them this season.
Mm.
But with them as well, at the back, you know, Ter Stegen just came back.
Mm.
Piqué.
Injured.
Yeah.
Lenglet, Araujo, we're not really sure about them.
Lenglet is just wow.
Yeah. Are you sneezing? Why did you sneeze for Lenglet?
I'm on the guy that makes me sneeze. Oh. He's defending. I feel like that's what he does when he's defending. He just has like mental sneezes.
Mm, yeah. So I like that. Mental sneezes.
Yeah. What a well-run club.
Oh, God.
You think they would have a better backup being Barcelona, but that's what they have.
But they still have players there. I mean, Dembele has not started playing. Coutinho, if he gets himself.
Yeah, Dembele is the new number 10, man.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because he's probably not going to have enough appearances to really stay in their white like that.
Oh my god, why are you saying this?
No, unless he wants to surprise me this season. I dare him.
Okay, we'll see how it goes. Where will Barcelona finish?
Barcelona finished in the top three.
Some people are even saying their Champions League draw, like they might even go to the Europa League. Why are people looking at Barcelona? I don't understand. It's Barcelona.
Say it again.
Okay.
Say it again now. You need to say it with confidence.
Before we go, let's quickly talk about Valencia. They look like they're getting themselves back. Jose Bordalas, new coach, former Getafe manager. You know, two wins and a draw. Carlos Soler looking well. They are praying that they don't lose Guedes on the 31st. Can they get back to what they were with Jose Bordalas, or do we have to give them time?
The season actually looks very prime for one of the other teams, you know, the Valencia, Sevilla, to really, I think towards the end of last season, what's their name, Sevilla were really looking like they wanted to do a madness.
Yes.
They fell off.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they'll look at what happened last season and see and think that they should build on that this season, especially considering how Madrid and Barcelona are now at full strength. There's no better time than present for you. I mean, when your enemy is at their weakest, you strike.
Mm, mm, mm.
I don't know where I got that from.
But wait, who's enemy?
The big boys now. I don't know. I don't understand. Do they mean them well? Every time you're buying my player, are you not my enemy? You buy my player, give me goals. Am I a basket?
Oh my God, it's all good. Let's talk Bundesliga. Bayern.
I'm sorry, speaking of Sevilla, if they end up losing Koundé, that's going to be a big, big one for them. Considering the aspirations.
I've forgotten who they want to sign or to replace him. They want to sign him like a quality centre back.
You know how the CBs are different from Paul.
Okay. We'll see how it goes.
That adaptation period. He might just, whoever they want to get might just slot in immediately.
Koundé had to adapt to that.
Yeah, can't be sure.
Yeah, okay. Bundesliga, back-to-back wins for Bayern, and they will soon be signing the Leipzig captain, Sabitzer. I think it's high time we just write off this league, man. Like, what do you think?
Well, we can't write them off. They play good football.
No, I said write off the league. Like,
oh,
they can't.
Oh,
you understand?
What are your predictions for the Bundesliga?
Yeah, Julian Nagelsmann will win his second trophy. Yeah, most definitely. I don't know how far they will go in the Champions League.
He's the youngest player.
Possibly.
Has he been younger? Anyone younger?
He's been the youngest coach now, probably. Yeah, but he was 25 then. I think he's in the 30s now.
Yeah.
OK. Okay. We'll check it. I'll put it past
you. They lost Alaba.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
They brought in Upamecano.
By the way, picked up an injury.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, okay.
So, we're not sure how long he's going to be out for, but that's not good for them. What can we say about that that hasn't already been said? They have one of the best, if not the best strikers.
Yeah, in the world.
In the world right now.
Another hat trick.
And he doesn't get injured.
Mm.
He'll be there.
Even when he gets injured, they miss himself because Triple Moti, you know, they do things. Unless now, scrap it in.
Yeah, they've got Seth Nabri as well, you know, always, you know, cooking.
My G, yeah.
Chef.
Yeah, man.
Chef Serge.
You know the way Ronaldo go back this
year? You need to stop.
You know the way Ronaldo...
He's not coming.
You know the way Ronaldo go back and this... Don't worry now. Hey, I'm coming home. Tell the world, Serge is coming home. Tell mama. Tell... Yeah, let's do this. It's all good. Serge, yeah?
Dortmund have lost Sancho, and I don't know whether they are serious about winning anything. They'll say they have financial constraints, but they don't help themselves when they keep losing these players as quickly and as, you know, in the manner in which they lose them. It's mad.
I mean, Haaland is going to leave next season, most definitely. Yeah.
And I wonder, as fans of, like, Bundesliga clubs, maybe the other teams that come second, third, fourth, do they feel like maybe this is the year that we might be able to sneak up on Bayern and maybe win the title?
Yeah.
I don't know if their fans even believe
that. The team that I even thought would do that there is Leipzig, because they were building, you get. But Bayern has spoiled everything, because Bayern took their coach.
Took their coach.
Took their CV, best defender.
And now it's taking
their captain. Like, what's going on? The Bayern League, like... I think when we're talking about Bayern on this show, we should just speak about them in the Champions League.
I think it's very funny that Karl-Heinz Rummenigge will always talk about competition and everything. Meanwhile, he's a lookout
with the West. Yeah, he gets. It doesn't make any sense.
They're probably going to win their, 10th?
Yeah. It's funny because their defense is not even balanced. Yeah, they still have problems at right back. Left back is very, very covered than Davies. But right back, there's a new... young in the play there, I think Stanis Nature, I can't pronounce his name properly. And they have Bruno Saar too, at the sign for Marseille last season. So at right back, they're not really sure yet.
Like, Bayern are not even that strong, but then
the other teams are not stronger. Yes, it's just, it's weird. Very good. Speaking about Dortmund, Haaland helped them to beat Hoffenheim 3-2, last minute goal. Without this guy, can they be anything? I know, as you said, you're not sure if they're serious. Without this guy, there's a big problem.
Yeah.
Why? It's Dortmund now. I mean, during the distant days, the Kloppo days.
They become very reliant on one player.
During the Kloppo days, and let me even go back to like Klopp's first league win. They had Lucas Barrios. They had Lewandowski. Lewandowski was just coming up then.
They
didn't even have Marco Reus then. It was Nuri Sahin, you know? Player, obviously these players were unknown then, yeah, but
they had a collective.
Mario Götze was just coming in from this team, but now if you look at the team now, it's just Julian Brandt hasn't lived up to expectation. Renia is doing well, he scored a goal for them during the weekend. You understand, like there's nobody you can really look to apart from maybe Marco Reus and Haaland. Yeah, you look at the other guys, you're like, okay, maybe they can do something, okay. But they don't really have a backing to the extent that they are not even challenging them for second.
Yeah.
You get, like, the other teams are challenging them for second. Like, I'm never seeing them as second. Okay, this season, yeah, they're second strongest. But, like, before that, I was thinking Leipzig, because Leipzig were building a team, but now Leipzig have lost three key people in their squad. So, Dortmund will be the second best team again.
Yeah,
most definitely that one. But I'm just saying, like, why have Dortmund like kind of regressed? Like, you should be strong. Obviously, not as strong as Bayern, but you should be strong. Like, you should have like a firm team that people can like look at and be like, okay, you can challenge Bayern. Maybe you can challenge Bayern. You know, that kind of thing. But, well, again, we'll see how it goes.
Why you keep it quiet? What do you want me to say?
I think at the leaf floor for you, like maybe
leaf floor, mad dance.
You could. Skelly. Really?
Skelly.
All right, man. Let's take a break then. We'll talk about the Serie A and
wrap it up.
Yeah, before we wrap up, let's quickly talk the Serie A. Inter back-to-back wins, and they are looking good without Lukaku. Your take on Inter so far?
It's very early, okay. Let's not talk. You see, when you miss, you know who Big Rom is?
Who is that? That's the way Matty put for pocket. Now you want hyper again. Yeah, you want the
problem is that you don't possess things. That's a very stressful person to be.
I'm stressful.
You need to be a forgetful.
I'm stressful.
You need to remember things and forget things.
I'm stressful.
In the right moment.
You have not answered. Am I stressful?
So now, Inter are looking very good. This boy, Joaquin. Yeah. Joaquin Correa.
Yeah. Debut. Brace.
Debut brace. Yeah. Looking hot.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lukaku who?
Yeah, you get me. Yeah. Like, who needs him? You get me.
They look, but you know, season just started.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we run a football podcast and talk about saying, you know, inflammatory or big team. And that's why I'm very worried. We've done a lot of episodes.
Yeah.
I've said things in the past.
Make people know. Call us out.
Name yourself. Name yourself. It's you.
Me?
You.
You know, I hardly say stuff.
You are the people.
Oh, okay.
You are the people. You are calling me out. If you call me out this season,
I will
see you.
Oh, yeah, I know we'll call you out this season.
Don't call me out.
I know we'll call you out this
season. Inter, new coach, and they've got some players to fill in some areas. I like that they got Dumfries for a very good amount. And I was hoping that maybe he would come to the Premier League because he played so well at the Euros.
Yeah.
But he's at Inter now.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also gotten the
Dzeko.
I mean,
Dzeko and Correa,
you know, they lost players, got players, mm-hmm. and it's still essentially a 30-win team.
Yeah.
And they plugged in the pieces they needed to plug.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Juve are ready, especially because they lost
CR7. To Empoli. Yeah. Oh, sorry, CR7, yes, most definitely.
They lost Empoli as well, you know, so they're looking a bit shaky. And I feel like the both Milan teams are really going to want try and win the title this season.
Yeah. They were first and second last season, Abi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Inter want to retain it. AC Milan were actually leading first half of last season, then they fell off.
Mm.
And they'll feel like, you know, maybe we can do one better and just go all the way and win it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun league to watch. I think with the Serie A, we're always complaining about the Juve dominance,
mm-hmm.
and now that has been broken. It looks like, you know, we're going to have a very entertaining, very competitive, very, very unpredictable.
Mm. My God, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very unpredictable season.
Yeah, it's good because especially Inter, I think what Simeone has added now is kind of fluidity. No one that comes to the rigging, and this is the system, and this system will make us win. But now there's kind of fluidity in the sense of, you know, yeah, Dzeko can still give you the holding ball thing. Then Correa is, you know, you never know where he's going to play. You understand? It's like
he's buzzing,
yeah.
Yeah, like Lautaro.
Yeah, then Lautaro is practically the main man now.
Lautaro!
You know, then as you said, Dumfries, they still have the normal back three. They didn't lose any of their CMs. People have not even seen Sensi. Sensi is a quality player, man. If he can just get like his injuries problems away, that's very. Imagine now having Barella and Sensi. It gets mad. I know you really like Barella.
Barella,
you know?
I'm very surprised. I know.
May just did.
Big
why you know? Why I your team not going? Hmm?
You know that.
Why your team not going? Maybe you need CM. Hmm? Hmm?
We'll come with our real team.
Yeah, it's all good. Juventus, quick word on them, man. Is it honeymoon period for Allegri still? You understand? Cause like the way they lost points to Udinese first, and the way we rave about their defense, and we'll be like, imagine like you're beating somebody 2-0 already, and then your papa was on the bench. That's Cellini, and you had to bring him on just to show things up, cause things were shaky. Chesney, we don't know if his head is right. Maybe it's time to start Perrin. We don't know. against Empoli, they look like they didn't have bites.
It's been a while since Allegri was coaching. He's back now.
Mm.
I know this sounds very funny, but I trust him.
Okay. Yeah.
He's shown
the experience, especially.
Yes, experience. And I think the experience is going to show as the season progresses. And he's not shy to make tough calls, tough decisions.
Yeah.
So anybody that feels like, you know, oh, I've been part of a very title winning setup all like through the years, feel like maybe your pieces are short.
Mm.
I'm sorry for you.
Yeah. Moise King going back there, good move for him.
Yeah. And I don't think it's gone too well for him anymore.
Is that enough for Juve?
Well, I like to say that Moise, man, not nice for you to go out to the red card. Bruh, what's that about?
This guy and his old team views, man.
Yeah,
and he asked you something. You say,
so wait, your party member is going to be palliative dance with the Obi and red card.
You just had to bring that up, man. You had to just bring that up.
No. Moise, man, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you, Moise.
Yeah. Hey, you can still root for him now. He's back at Juventus now, man. The Juventus still need to do more. Obviously, their normal loan and obligation to buy.
Well, you feel like
they don't get money.
This portion of the window maybe where
they
see Juventus
for me. They don't get money. There's nothing they can do. A loan and obligation to buy.
I'm saying, now.
Always.
Yeah,
why? And you're the biggest club in Italy. Loan and obligation to buy every time. Kilo D.
I think Juventus, you know Juventus.
Every time, free.
Juventus are a self-sustaining club. You know that, right? they are on the, what's it called? They're on the stock exchange, I think, in Italy. So,
yes.
Like, that lets you know that they can only spend what they have.
But they spend 100 million to bring in Ronaldo.
But that's different, isn't it?
Okay.
It's Ronaldo.
Okay.
And I'll say this, they finally, and they seem the folly of their wage, you know. That the wages were just too much. And
I'm sure they're very happy they've gotten him off their books.
Probably very happy, yeah, because the whole point of getting him was trying with the Champions League and to get the wealth that will come. Because really, the Champions League price me money wasn't that much.
Yeah.
But it's the resulting money that comes from, you know, winning
the group stages, everything joined together, yes, yeah.
And then I guess like the sponsorship and all that will come, you know, being the Champions League winners and all that.
Mm.
But that hasn't happened, and they've cut the Ronaldo experiment short. And kudos to them. I think they are a well-run club in the sense that they know their limits and they know when to, you know, let things go. So that's good.
Okay.
That's good for them.
And before we go, Lazio, looking free flowing under Sarri. First game 3-1, next game 6-1. Goals are flooding in, as Perel will say.
The Maurizio, man. You know what it is.
are they challengers for you? Can they push?
Oh, they definitely push.
Are you sure?
They definitely push.
I don't think they have enough. They lost Correa. They brought in Pedro. Yeah.
They'll push, but I don't know if they'll get it.
Mm.
I think bare minimum for them will be a place in Champions League, of course.
Mm.
And from there, they'll see whether they can attract some, you know, I won't say world-class talent, maybe players that are in and around.
They'll just say better players.
Because with Mauricio Sarri, they have someone that, you know, is very much master tactician. He loves his system.
Mm.
And he's of the belief that, you know, anything that can be worked on.
You kind of think this is the type of team he likes. You know, like players that are not really known. You understand, players that want to like work for him.
Yeah, polish them.
On like his period at Chelsea and Juventus, where these players are winners already and everything.
And then they come with their egos.
Yeah.
And their, you know, various, I would say eccentricities. Yeah, they're just very, very, players get wild, especially the ones that have won a few things.
Yeah, the big boys.
Yeah, human beings, you know how to get now.
Okay, it's all good. As I said last week, Louis Connor will be coming back soon. WSL is back, you know, women's football. Barrister Louis, yeah, I forgot, man. Barrister Louis.
Please,
Barrister Louis.
Our Leonard friend.
Yeah, she will be back on here with her segment. TMG, I never see you. I never drop tips, but maybe you shake. Maybe your FPL not the two work like some people, you get me? Or like, we'll see how it goes for there. As I said last week, as well, more.
You laughing?
You wanted to say something.
I'm not saying anything.
As I said last week, more fans will be on the show, like the show with us, they'll be in the studio. So, like, if you want to be in the studio with us, you can just send us an email or send us a DM, send if you a DM. Anyway, anything, just if you want to be on the show, just speak to us. And then, yeah. This team week now, so we know no recording, Abi.
International break. If anything interesting happens, I would feel like we have to talk to you, because you know, we have a chatter box. I am the chatter box.
Yeah, I like that.
Perhaps you say that, you yeah. know, yeah.
He speaks a lot.
You speak a lot as well, but you deny
it. He speaks a lot.
You tell lies.
What? How?
You're lying right now.
Hey, I hear me thinking.
You say how? Shall I count the ways?
Yes.
In which you lie?
Yes, count it.
Okay, where was that?
Say one. Say one lie, just one.
Can we say our goodbyes? Can we say our goodbyes?
Yeah. Hopefully, Arsenal, you know, some outgoings. I don't even want to see incoming. Outgoings. I'm not calling you out, though. I'm not calling you out, though. But that number, number 17.
I said goodbye to people. Don't to,
hey, number 17. I want to see you, my team again, please. I don't know why we do this. I don't know why we do this, but I have to do it. Yeah. So ciao ciao. Thank you guys for listening as usual. Thank you for your support. Yeah. You don't choke. Continue.
I don't know if you're following me. You know I'm very shy. At Fine Boy Forever.
The side man.
Yeah. Yeah. You can follow Pops.
You don't need to follow me, don't worry, just follow for Tio Pipa. I'd be dead guy and I just football at the Twitter, but I don't be interested in
you. You know what, you can follow him and stop him, because I don't want him to know this.
Okay, people. Ciao, ciao. Bye.
Bye. Alright, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's THE Footing on Paper Podcast at yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there. So you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.